go ahead there now.
Just tell him.
Hello.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I have you now, Donald. So, right, you're doing nothing to mark the 33rd anniversary, as you said already.
No.
No. So maybe if we just talk about its contribution, the airport's contribution to the economy.
Absolutely.
Stuff like that in the past 33 years and what it has done for the Northwest.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So yeah. So really it's been massive. It's been a massive. I suppose it's a massive piece of infrastructure in the Northwest, and it does it helps everyone in the Northwest, and it brings a lot of business. And just talk about a little about how it's grown over the last 33 years and stuff like that.
I suppose when you look at the airport, we had our official opening on May 30th, 1986. That year we had a passenger throughput of 9,000 passengers. When you flip forward 33 years later, the airport this year is hoping to have its busiest year on record with a throughput of over 800,000 passengers. So you can see in 33 years, the real vision of Monsignor Horn has been delivered in that he wanted a busy, busy airport. There's a famous clip from there on RTE News saying that he expected to welcome thousands of visitors to the Western Northwest. Here we are 33 years later, as I said. 800,000 passengers, about to announce a launch, a new service to Cologne, starting tomorrow with Ryanair bringing in the region of about 8,000 or 9,000 German visitors to the Western Northwest. So it really is the culmination, I suppose, of the Monsignor's vision, and the airport thankfully continues to go from strength to strength.
That's brilliant. And you just said you're launching a new route tomorrow?
Yeah, we have a new service tomorrow launched with Ryanair. It's a twice-weekly service from Cologne in Germany. It'll operate on Tuesdays and Saturdays between the months of June and September. Germany is the third largest tourism-generating market to the country of Ireland, and it's estimated about 250,000 Germans every year come to visit the West and Northwest, despite there being no direct access. So from tomorrow, we will have direct access every week from Cologne in Germany, bringing tourists right into the heart of the Wild Atlantic Way, Ireland's hidden heartlands, and as I said, potentially between 8 and 10,000 dedicated German visitors coming to the Western Northwest. So it's a really big boost for tourism in the west of Ireland.
Just, do you know how many routes that you have currently operating out of the airport?
Yeah, the airport currently operates 24 international destinations across the UK and Europe. So we have 9 different access points in the UK, which is actually the biggest number of services to the UK from any airport up to Dublin Airport. Ryanair themselves will operate 13 routes, which will be their busiest summer on record. All the usual sun hotspots like Milan, Barcelona, Lanzarote, Alicante, Tenerife, Malaga. And of course, as I said, a new service starting to Cologne tomorrow. So it's a busy, busy summer. We're expecting to be one of the busiest on record here at the airport. And as I said, the busiest every year with over 800,000 passengers, generating in the region of about over 200 million to the local economy on an annual basis. So huge contributor to the region. As I said, it's gone from strength to strength in the last 33 years.
Yeah, really. You just said there it generates about 200 million annually. When you look at it, it only costs 13 million to actually build the airport. So that's a massive, massive financial gain.
It is, yeah. I suppose when you look at the airport as well, we are truly are a regional airport. If you look at the likes of Sligo, we estimate about 28% of all our traffic that comes into the airport from overseas visits Sligo. So that's 1 in 3 visitors who come into the airport actually come and visit Sligo in the northwest. So the airport really is a regional airport. You know, we have investment in the last few years from the likes of Mayo County Council, Galway, Sligo, Roscommon County Council, Donegal and Leitrim. So we truly are a regional airport, and the impact of the airport on the region is seen by the increasing number of destinations and the number of visitors we're bringing in all across the region when they come into the airport. So it truly is a regional airport, and I think that was the vision of the Monsignor 33 years ago when the ribbon was cut, that it would be, an economic benefit for the region. And thankfully today we can see that by the numbers of passengers using the facility and also the economic benefit we're bringing to the wider region.
That's brilliant. I think that's everything I need, Donald.
Fair play to you.
That's brilliant. Listen, thanks very much.
No bother, man. Take care of yourself.